I invite the congregation to rise if you're able to, in body or spirit, for the reading of the scripture this morning. It's a reading from Luke. And it reads, "A legal expert stood up to test Jesus. 'Teacher,' he said, 'what must I do to gain eternal life?' Jesus replied, 'What is written in the law? How do you interpret it?' He responded, 'You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.' Jesus said to him, 'You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live.' But the legal expert wanted to prove that he was right, so he said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Jesus replied, 'A man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He encountered thieves who stripped him naked, beat him up, and left him near death. Now it just so happened that a priest was also going down the same road. When he saw the injured man, he crossed over to the other side of the road and went on his way. Likewise, a Levite came by that spot, saw the injured man, and crossed over to the other side of the road and went on his way. A Samaritan who was on a journey came to where the man was, but when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. The Samaritan went to him and bandaged his wounds, tending them with oil and wine. Then he placed the wounded man on his donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took 2 full days' worth of wages and gave them to the innkeeper. He said, 'Take care of him, and when I return, I will pay you back for any additional costs.' What do you think? Which one of these 3 was a neighbor to the man who encountered thieves?" Then the legal expert said, "The one who demonstrated mercy toward him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for your word. Thank you, O God, that we could hear stories and teachings about you. And God, in this short time together, open up our hearts to receive a word from you, an image, a thought, a question. And in our reflections, may we think about how you may be inviting us to respond. And may the words from my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So each of the days there was a sub-theme within VBS. And on the third day, it just happened to be the scripture passage, which is in the liturgy. And the children learned about kindness, the word kindness and compassion, and what it means to be kind and compassion. They learn that there is a God that invites us not only to be kind, but to live a life of kindness in everything we do, in our words, in our actions, not just at home, but also with people we don't know. And as I read and as we reflected together on this parable during VBS, we began thinking about, what does neighbor mean to us? And I want us to think about together, just as the children were reflecting this week, who's neighbor to you? Who is my neighbor? It's a very confronting passage as we try to imagine and place ourselves into the story of, oh no, who am I here in this story? Am I like the priest or the rabbi who quickly see a situation and scenario and cross over to the other side and hurry on our way? Or are we more like the compassionate Samaritan that upon seeing someone hurt and involved in a situation, it makes us pause and think for a moment, should we respond? Have you ever had that moment where you came across a complete stranger, perhaps parked at a stoplight as you're walking along, walking to work, thinking for a quick second, should I look up? Or should I just keep looking down and walk my way? Or should I respond and say something and say, I'm sorry, I can't? Or do we just roll our windows up? And I confess, we've all been in those scenarios. And as we reflected at VBS, I asked them, what do you think about when you think of neighbor and neighborhood? I want you to think about where you grew up and who were your neighbors and the people around you. And I want you to take that quick moment to think, who are your neighbors right now? Or who are the neighbors that were around you when you were growing up? And I remember and I recall quickly, just really briefly, when I was growing up in Renton. I'm a child of the 80s. We lived in Renton in a small cul-de-sac. And I could count on the number on one hand, the number of families of color that were in the neighborhood. We were an environment that wasn't very welcoming. Folks weren't very friendly towards our family. My parents, as first-generation Filipino immigrants, there were all of these situations, and as I look back and reflect, really microaggressions of people coming to our door and saying, there's too many people in your house. But we're having a party. No, we don't do that in this neighborhood. As we gathered together for church celebrations, we packed our house with like 30, 40, 50 people, Filipino potlucks, community organizing events at our house. Our place was packed, cars all over the place. People telling us, and my mom and dad saying, you can't do this. This isn't allowed. Very unwelcoming memory for me and my parents. And I began thinking how I was connected and I related to that Samaritan. How that was an experience of my parents' immigrant story, and as children, how we did not feel welcome in that place. How were you treated by neighbors in your upbringing? How are you treated now? And how are you extending welcome as a neighbor to other people and those around you? And as we continue to reflect, we thought about the question, when was the last time we were so moved with compassion and kindness that we wanted to respond to someone? And the children practiced that throughout the week of even sharing their pens and papers with each other. As they were given snacks, noticing that someone didn't have a snack, that they offered it first. Things like that, extending compassion. This past week, all throughout the week, wherever I was, whether I was in the gym, the Lee Activity Center, or whether I was in the courtyard, children would always want to either hold my hand, or if I was sitting down, would want to immediately run and jump into my lap. And as I'm reflecting on that, I don't know if you feel the same way, but children just want to be close to us. They just want to be close. They want to be near us. Children want to be attached and connected to each other, to adults, to everyone. And we've learned that a child's heart is built that way, is just to be near and close to you. And as we begin to get older, we notice the little things about ourselves, how we begin slowly detaching ourselves. And as I reflect and think about when I was in the corporate world, when I was on my lunch break, I didn't want to interact with anyone. I didn't want to sit in the break room and talk to people, but I chose to just be in my own little cubicle. Or even moments where I remember where I just wanted to sit in my car and be by myself, where I didn't have to interact with strangers or colleagues. That as adults and as we age, we become good at distancing ourselves and connecting with others. And we begin to resist wanting to be in contact with others and then to be in intimacy with others. We choose not to get close to others. And as we look at the passage, what if we think about, what if the Levite and priest just got a little bit closer to the person that was hurt, bleeding on the side of the road, rather than crossing over immediately? What would it look like for us and for them to get a little closer, just to take a closer look? Who is my neighbor? What does that mean? According to this passage, who is my neighbor means getting just a little bit closer and making a commitment to come near to other people. Getting closer to others, opening ourselves up to tell our story, opening ourselves up for people to hear our story. Our neighbor is not just the person next door in a house. Not at all. Your neighbor isn't just one who happens to be just there and around. Your neighbor is someone who, without a doubt, is experiencing some sort of life situation, pain, struggle, challenge, who has yet to experience someone drawing close and near to them. A child's heart, having a child's heart is drawing near to anyone in need and having the eyes to draw near. So as we continue to celebrate what was experienced at VBS, and as we continue to reflect upon who our neighbor is, our prayer is to have open eyes and open hearts to see and to draw near to those in need, not only in our lives, but in the community and in the world. Let us pray. Holy One, help us to have a child's heart, to want to be close to others in need, to be so moved by compassion that we would choose and decide to open ourselves to others who are struggling. And God, as we continue our celebration, Spirit, we ask for your presence to move and work in this place, asking to lead us and guide us in all that we do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. In response, let's sing our hymn, The Summons, found on The Faith We Sing 2130. Will you come and follow me if I would call your name? Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown in you and you in me? Will you leave yourself behind if I would call your name? Will you care for cruel and kind and never be the same? Will you still stare? Should your life attract or scare? Will you let me answer prayer in you and you in me? Will you let the blinded see if I would call your name? Will you set the prisoners free and never be the same? Will you kiss the leper clean and do such as this unseen and admit to what I mean in you and you in me? Will you love the you hide if I would call your name? Will you quell the fear inside and never be the same? Will you use the faith you found to reshape the world around? Oh, my sight and touch and sign in you and you in me. Lord, your summons.